The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the Department of Philosophy, Zombie Beth.
Brains.
In 2016.
Zombie Beth in 2016. Oh my gosh.
Because I'm so electable with my politics. That'll work.
In Detroit, you could be.
Plus, well, I'm an independent, so that wouldn't work.
We really did. I mean, 2016 is just sort of a random year. It could be you're running for mayor. It could be you're running for, like, Wayne County executive.
I actually said to Drew last night, you know, maybe I should run for Congress. And he said, well, why would you want to do that? And I'm like,
because we know who got elected in my congressional district.
I think I know what the
answer to that question is. I got to vote for Gary Peters again, which was...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because he shifted with the gerrymandering, so...
Oh, well, then good for you. No, I have no such luck.
I'm guessing I know who you're referring to. Is it
Santa Claus?
Okay.
But then we realized that Congress would make the core task force look like a picnic.
Probably.
So
yeah, that's
decided
true.
Decided not to do it.
I'm going to use that analogy a few more times. Some other time. Than right now. Professor Chuck Hogan.
Hey, it's
how are you doing?
Snowing out there. Tigers around the corner. And didn't our Kwame just go to jail?
Three days
this weekend?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Our pimp daddy mayor. Former mayor.
Didn't he just, for violation of probate?
Not just one. 14 violations. 14 violations.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. If you're going to do it well.
Yeah, it's going to do it.
Make the city look good.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
Watch Letterman again tonight, and we'll hear all about it.
Yes. Has he been making jokes?
Well, Leno and Letterman always do when they get the chance.
Jon Stewart and Colbert need to do something on
see where they, Matt Damon hijacked Kimmel last night?
Yeah, they had Kimmel tied up in a chair.
Tied him up in a chair.
That's kind of cool.
That's
pretty cool.
What they call him in Team America,
Police. He can only say his own name.
That's right.
Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies. What's up?
My IQ was up from hanging around with smart professors like you.
Oh, sure. Yeah. All I do is read the sheet.
Wait a minute.
Get deep in here.
Am I right that you're going to be getting ready for Babe Ruth's birthday? Are you going?
Actually, I've got this other hoodie over top of it, but I got my Babe Ruth's birthday party shirt on.
Nice.
How many layers does he have under there?
I don't know.
It's Saturday.
I don't want to know.
Saturday down in Nemo's?
Saturday in Nemo's, starting at 7:14 p.m.
Of course. Makes perfect sense.
As opposed to a.m.?
That would be St. Patrick's Day.
Unfortunately, he did not get where he is using performance-enhancing drugs.
Right.
No. Unless beer is a performance-enhancing drug. Yeah,
exactly. That Lance Armstrong interview was creepy. I'm like, this guy's a sociopath.
Yikes. No comment. Although it did bring Erythra Poetin back into the regular jargon. Professor Evans from Chemistry and Biochemistry. We all know what Erythra Poetin is, right?
Well, we know enough.
EPO. It's like, how come they keep abbreviating everything? I'm like, because everybody uses PowerPoint. There's not enough room to write out the full name of the protein.
What is it? Yeah. I don't know what it is.
No, so. Reasonable debate in my lecture a few weeks ago about, you know, what do you think about oxygenating your blood on purpose by doing aerobic exercise and then tapping your own blood and storing it and then putting it back into yourself when you need it. For the record, it's done for major surgery. It's the easiest way to donate to yourself. Is that bad or good? Is that performance enhancing? Student's hand goes up in the back and goes, well, but he was on like 14 other things too, right? I'm like, yes, that is also true.
Yes.
It wasn't just the blood. It was also, yeah. So
that's called blood doping?
Blood doping. Yeah, they energize the protein that helps you sequester oxygen. So it's like, you know.
So your own blood is stored, right?
It's your own blood is stored. You put it back in yourself, and it's like you just worked out. Wow. So, you know, that sort of thing.
I don't have a problem
with that. Really?
Yeah, it's ick, but, you know, it happens.
I mean, it makes sense for surgery.
Like a major surgery, yeah.
It would reduce, you know.
Yep.
Possibilities of contamination or rejection of a blood type or tissue. I mean, I would guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to Father Kelly's talk if he ventures to go to the Lance Armstrong, Manti Te'o kind of discussion. Was it next week? I actually had him for religious studies when he taught here. Not many people know that he started off here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that the dean, or the interim dean, I should say, of the College of Liberal Arts and Education knew that fact, Roy Finkenbein.
I'll say that I did.
I did.
I'm a firm believer that the best performance-enhancing drugs involve beer and chicken wings.
Okay, well, you know, if caffeine is legal, only outlaws will have... No, that's the opposite.
If the performance you want to enhance is couch potato hood...
It has its time.
Very well.
It does indeed. I agree.
What do you think about all this sports hoo-ha, Professor Dave Chow?
I don't know. I just heard... Did you guys hear about Pepsi recalling some Gatorade because of the brominated...
Hydrogenated oils?
Brominated?
Yeah, there's some brominated stuff in there.
It's not just Gatorade. I thought they had a lot of...
Yes, it is.
I think that's in a number of beverages. I didn't hear about
vegetable.
It is. Two for the price of one.
Please tell me why it's recalled. Was there...
Pepsi is recalling it now. Supposedly in Gatorade and
Fresca?
Because it's in a ton of products.
Well, it would be anything with a certain hue to the drink, because the only reason a fire retardant is added to things that we ingest is to make sure that the color is right. It won't dissolve. The dye won't dissolve without the brominated vegetable oil. But it's the stuff they spray on coats and pillows and things to make sure they won't burn.
Doesn't it also act as an emulsifier to keep the flavor constant throughout as well?
Right. It's just stuff, they invented things that don't dissolve in water, and we drink them, you know?
That's why it has that cloudy appearance.
Yes.
Some of your beverages might be because of partially brominated vegetable oil.
I'm afraid now.
But I'm just curious if it would be recalled from everything.
I don't know.
You heard that today?
Yeah. Crack research team, get on it.
I heard Pepsi was like thinking about recalling. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I heard about the big to-do about there being this stuff in the drinks, but I didn't know they decided on a recall.
But has it been designated truly harmful to the human body? Not in that concentration.
Yeah. But there are some people who are genetically predilected towards sensitivity.
Oh, so in other words, I got to drink like a small vat.
Right.
Yeah.
I gotta go like clear out the Pepsi vats or something like that.
Just think about the athletes that just, you know, live on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of weird.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes, too. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP or facebook.com/UDMATP. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166 or send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. When last we left the panel, we were finishing up some questions from Michelle Horner. And we thank you very much for these questions, which are, in your own words, all over the map. Potpourri. And we're on 18 of 20, and I think we had gotten some number correct. What two brothers were offered 15?
Somebody's getting the T-shirt.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Indeed.
Possibly half of a T-shirt. What two brothers were offered 15 honorary college degrees and a congressional gold medal, but they never had graduated from high school?
Wright brothers?
It was the Wright brothers, indeed.
I got that one right.
Milli Vanilli.
It wasn't the Marx brothers.
The gold medal.
Smother brothers?
That's a big deal. Yeah. Oh, my.
Mom likes me best.
What two famous American companies had their first stores, franchises, in Quincy, Massachusetts? Or... Because I know that I have a friend of my wife who rags on me about this, grew up in the Boston area. It's not Peabody, it's Peabody. And Quincy is Quincy, is how you say it.
Out
in
New England, so.
Now, what was the... Sorry, I missed the very first part of the question.
My, you know, my embellishment. What two famous American companies had their first stores or franchises in Quincy, Massachusetts?
Oh, my goodness. My dad was born near there. Grew up there.
Where is he?
Where did he go shopping?
Yeah.
I don't know. He moved when he was 9.
Oh,
so
no.
It was before my
Macy's,
time.
Macy's, right?
No Macy's.
Are they still in existence? Are they still in existence?
Both of them are still in existence.
Retail?
The first one is a place where you might buy coffee and donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
It's Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, that makes sense. They're in every... Like, it's like Dunkin' Donuts, another business, Dunkin' Donuts.
Is this
Dunkin'
like
Donuts
the Tim Hortons
in Boston.
Of America?
Their coffee
yes,
is
exactly.
Good.
It is good coffee.
I think their coffee's really good.
Excellent analogy.
Fortunately, it comes near donuts, too, so it's a plus.
And the other I want to say is a man's name, a male name that is also a hotel chain, or like more like a motel chain.
Howard Johnson.
Howard Johnson started in Quincy, Massachusetts. And also
third baseman for the Tigers.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Nice.
And the Mets.
Yeah, that's true.
Meet the Mets. In the 80s, whose group was supposedly spending $2,500 a month on rubber bands just to hold their cash?
$2,500
on rubber bands.
Cash boxes.
Which group?
Is a musical
Aerosmith?
Group?
Musical, yeah.
It says, whose group? So we're talking about a person's group.
Oh.
And
how
I'm
many
guessing,
boxes is that at Office Max?
Okay, so I don't think that even if you were very, very rich as like a sports star or like a media star or something that you would be, you know, using rubber bands to wrap up your cash. What kind of a person might do that?
A drug dealer?
Yeah. So how about someone who runs a cartel? You remember the
Escobar?
Medellin cartel? It was Escobar's cartel. Yes, that's right.
Oh,
Pablo Escobar.
Okay.
No. I just saw a thing last week on the History Channel about how they took him out.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty good.
Pretty cool. Very cool. Thank you very
rubber
much,
band?
Michelle. Those were great.
Just popped him with rubber band.
Rubber band guns.
They just snapped him to death.
17,000 shots and finally
right.
The
death of 1,000 snaps.
All right, we got some more questions here from Kathy Riley of Glendale, California. Thank you very much for sending these in, Kathy. Time for more trivia. Enjoy. Passing is whatever you deem it to be. Oh, indeed it will be. Whether you allow us or
this group.
Then why bother doing the work?
I know. And nice follow-up after our hearty chuckle. Who am I to tell a group of profs what's passing? I feel about this big right now. Basically, what we've got is a saying that you would have heard on a specific television show. So I'll say the saying, and then you'll have to identify the show. Okay? On what TV show would you hear, "Hello, Newman"?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, indeed. How about Norm?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. So I think we're going to be able to run right through all of these. Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Right. Yes. Welcome. So who was the character that said that?
Korshak? No,
Korshak or Epstein? Epstein.
Epstein. Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Epsteinstein?
Who died recently.
Yes, that's right.
He and Ron Palillo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know Epstein. I knew Ron Palillo. Yeah.
And Conrad Bain.
Yep.
So who's left of the Cotter kids?
What you talking about, Willis?
John Travolta.
And
the Cotter himself. Yeah.
The guy.
Gabe Kaplan.
Mm-hmm. How about Sit on It?
Happy Days.
Stifle It. I wouldn't have known.
All in the family.
Oh, wow.
Edith.
Yes, Archie.
That's right.
Oh, Archie.
And playing all the roles. Professor Dave Chow. Just the facts, ma'am.
Dragnet.
Hmm? Bonus question. Bonus question. Because I'm generous that way, she writes. Did Dragnet ever air as a radio show before it went on TV?
I'm going to go with negative.
I'm going to say yes.
Says yes, and Jack Webb was at the helm.
Well, I figured one of you.
There we go.
Yeah, it says Jack Webb was at the helm, too.
The film version with Tom Hanks and
Harry
Dan
Morgan,
Aykroyd
Henry
is
Morgan,
hilarious.
Back in MASH, he played.
Harry Dean Morgan?
Yeah,
he was one of them.
Henry, you're right. Harry Morgan.
Harry or Henry? There's
Harry.
Harry.
All right. How about Sorry About That, Chief?
Get smart.
Get smart. If I did it in the right voice, it would have been a total
nasally tone and...
Missed it by that.
Adam, what was Agent 99?
Agent 99.
Mm-hmm. The movie remake of that was hysterical. Steve Carell is perfect.
That was great. Very underappreciated film.
Huh. Okay.
Some nice homages to the original show.
Definitely. I love that show. It's actually on TV again.
TV Land or something. Yeah.
How about surprise, surprise, surprise.
Gomer Pyle,
United States Marine Corps.
Golly.
Dynamite.
Good times.
That's correct. God Will Get You for That.
Oh, that's Maude.
Indeed, it was Maude. Ain't It a Doozy, Mr. B?
Mr. B.
Happy Days, wasn't it?
No, Mr. C. Mr. B was Beasley, wasn't it?
Ain't it a doozy, Mr. B?
Oh, from... Oh, you're talking about the twins?
Yeah, the little redheaded kids.
With French.
Oh, you're
with
Family
French.
Affair?
Family Affair, yeah.
No, it doesn't say that. I'm familiar with the show, but it's an older one.
Mr. Belvedere? No.
Mr. B.
Might be Sons?
In that era, in that wheelhouse.
What was it? Mr. B?
I want to say it was their maid with the first name, letter H.
Hazel?
Hazel.
Oh, that was the name of the show.
Yeah. Wow, okay. That's an old one. Wow.
And do I have that right? She was their maid?
I think.
Yeah. Hazel. It was about being a maid, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonus question. Shirley Booth, who played Hazel, won a Best Actress Oscar for what film, co-starring with Burt Lancaster? No way I would have known this.
Wow.
A million years.
From Mr. B? Eternity?
Nope.
Hello, Mr. B?
Film with Burt Lancaster.
Is anybody on campus familiar with our primary webmaster who coordinates a lot of electronic postings online?
Sure. Sheba Palmer.
Sheba Palmer. So does that help at all?
Little Not
Sheba.
At all.
Come back, little Sheba. Yeah, that's what it was.
All right. Pretty good. Pretty good.
The rest of the questions that Michelle has supplied us with are a hodgepodge of television, and I know we all watch TV to some extent.
We love television.
It's the only way we stay sane, frankly. On West Wing, great show.
Just what bought the whole series on DVD.
Oh, there you go.
My husband for
we
Christmas.
We should probably let you take this.
It's all yours, Evan. All yours.
Brains.
What did C.J. Craig's initials stand for?
Claudia Jean.
Claudia Jean. See, I tossed in a question about a classy show. That's what she
writes. American government, the way it's supposed to work, when That's you get right. depressed about Congress, you can.
I would that. Not want Martin Sheen angry at me. It's just the way I live my life.
Yeah, there's Charlie.
Before getting stranded on Gilligan's Island, where did the boat leave from?
Honolulu.
It was Honolulu. Wow, you guys are on fire today. Bonus question.
Let us watch.
The name of the boat was?
Minnow.
The SS Minnow.
It was a three-hour tour.
Yes. What does it mean when it says SS in front of the name of a ship?
State ship.
State ship? Well, it doesn't say That's here. I'm just wondering. Just wondering.
I don't know.
Sailing
I know
ship.
USS is yeah. United States.
Sailing ship? There's all sorts of S's.
Super service?
We'll do some research while we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback, 1998.
On my left, one of the original founding fathers of Ask the Professor from the Department of History, Professor Emeritus, former chair, Fred Hayes.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ed.
I want to begin this program, which is the last program I will be moderating, with a set of questions that were actually sent to Borders by Bert Tilley of Atala, Alabama. Bert has been one of our regular questioners for, it seems like, forever. He says, good luck, Edwin, George, and Sarah. Don't be a stranger, but stay strange. Thank you, Bert. Yes. This U.S. industrialist made cars, the Hoover and the Grand Coulee Dams, aluminum foil, and the Liberty ships. Who was he?
Henry Kaiser.
That's right. That's right.
He made the Kaiser roll, too.
Yeah,
After don't he got through being Emperor of Germany.
Yeah. There you go. What deformity had Kaiser Wilhelm II?
His arm was withered. His left arm.
It occurred during his birth. What was it?
His withered arm.
That's right.
Royalty is itself a deficiency.
Yes.
Did he pitch for the Tigers?
And we are back with some great questions from Kathy Riley of Glendale, California. In the vein of television, or Tevelision, sometimes it is known as my house.
TV.
It's
easier. Yes. Fewer syllables.
Who played the original angels of Charlie's Angels?
Jacqueline Smith, Farrah Fawcett, and...
Kate Smith.
Kate Jackson.
Jackson. You said Kate Smith.
God bless America.
I had Kate.
Nice. On the Brady Bunch.
God bless America, too. Sorry.
It's one of the angels, all right.
Singing with the angels, aren't
they? On the Brady Bunch, in one of their singing episodes, why did they sing the song, When It's Time to Change?
Because Peter's voice was changing.
Because Peter's voice was changing.
Puberty.
Straightforward?
We won't go there.
Pretty
Poor
straightforward.
Peter.
It was physiologically changing, not traumatically
popped on the
changing.
Nose. I don't want to know why his voice changed.
Exactly. Who was originally considered for the role of Mike Brady? Now, the gentleman who played him passed away a number of years ago. He was...
Dick York.
Robert Reed. That's one thing. Yeah. But who was supposed to? It wasn't...
Wasn't Dick York?
It wasn't Dick York, no. Famous, serious movie actor. Played in the modern as in 80s, 70s, Superman. He played Lex Luthor.
Gene Hackman.
Wow.
Gene Hackman.
I can't see him in there.
He used to do the voiceovers on the Home Depot
commercials.
Imagine
how his career would have gone down if he had accepted that role.
Yeah, that would have been a different route.
Yeah.
You know? He'd be the lovable dad. In the first season of The Partridge Family, they had a dog. Remember what the dog's name was?
It wasn't Tiger. That was Brady's.
It wasn't Rover, but wasn't it something fairly pedestrian?
Not at all.
No, okay.
Sorry. Okay, which are pedestrians.
Wasn't pedestrian. The rector of our Jesuit community is...
Simon.
And it's the female version of that.
Simone
was the name.
Simon
Eyes?
Oh.
Yeah. I only cared about David Cassidy.
Well, then you're probably not going to get this one either, then. What was Shirley Partridge's maiden name? Mentioned, I'm sure, weekly on the show.
Just the blank looks on everyone's faces. Yeah. It's so...
I cannot give you any sort of hint on this.
She was a widow when the show started,
something
right?
Something like so. That, right? Her main name was Renfrew. Sure it was.
Okay, sure.
Okay. If you say so.
We all had the Mike Tyson at the spelling.
Flip Wilson's character Geraldine had a boyfriend. What was his name?
Fang or Tiger or no?
No, you're in the right vein. That's
Killer?
Good. Killer.
Oh, yeah. All right. Killer.
There's something that somebody would name a dog or something like that. I remember some oddball thing like that.
It fits squarely in my mind into this box of things that even about 10, 15 years ago are just pedestrian and now just take on. It's like, oh, I got a boyfriend. His name is Killer. Okay, let's have a discussion about that. Like, right
can
now.
You bring him home? No.
Yes. Okay, one more question. On WKRP in Cincinnati, there was an episode where Dr. Johnny Fever had a guest on who was demonstrating that alcohol impairs judgment. What happened when Johnny took the test?
Oh, is time improved?
Yes, he passed. The more he drank, the more accurate
he got. He got better.
Venus was in the background just stumbling drunk, if I remember.
Fantastic set of questions. Thank you
very
much.
What was
it
that got him kicked off the air in San Diego? Can we say that here?
We are on.
He said the word booger.
That's what I thought.
He got kicked off the air in San Diego.
Thanks a lot, Kathy. Those are wonderful. We're sure the weather is great in Glendale.
I just wanted to make sure that Michael's hairline just didn't go back when you said that, Roy.
All right. Dear profs, thank you so much for reading my last set of questions. Here's my latest contribution to the show. Hope they are challenging and worthy of making it to broadcast again. They are. Beverly Hollis of Redmond, Washington.
Ooh,
looks
Redmond.
Like we are all over the joint. She's given us quite an array, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun with these. What was so unique of the 4 April 1964 Billboard Pop Singles Chart? April 4th, 1964, a date which will live as the first question of this question set.
They were all Beatles.
Beatles?
They were all the Beatles. All five of the top spots on the Billboard Pop Singles. That's wild. That's just incredible.
Well,
it's the Beatles.
It's the Beatles.
Come on.
Exactly. What was the original?
No Black Eyed Peas, but it's all right.
What was the original name of the Major League Baseball Pittsburgh Pirates? They were the Pittsburgh something else's.
Jason, that's your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Sort of like changing from the New Orleans Pittsburgh. Hornets to the New Orleans
Beehives because of the color.
Nope, it's more geographic, actually.
The Monongahela
Mountaineers, Appalachians.
Close, bro. You're dang close.
Appalachians.
They were the Alleghenies, is how they
started. Oh, that makes good sense.
Close enough. Yep.
So the Monongahela wasn't too far off. Okay. What are the three rivers again? The Monongahela,
the Alleghenies,
and the Ohio. There you go. Three Rivers Stadium. Awesome. In 1952, the term egghead was created. Mm-hmm. It was used to describe a politician in the 50s.
Stevenson.
Adlai Stevenson. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right on. Wow, that was... Is that a well-known piece of
We've
history?
We've never loved politicians that have an intellectual...
That's path. Right.
What does that
Jefferson
say about our
third
society?
President was the last. That's what I would say.
Don't want smart
Which led
people
to that Kennedy
country.
Line, right? Which is one of my favorites when he had the... group of scientists at the White House, and he said, this is the most intellect in this place since Thomas Jefferson dined alone.
See? There you go.
Leaving out Wilson. But...
Yeah, Wilson had a few minuses there.
So your foreign policy all fit.
Well, no, I was thinking his bringing segregation to the federal government big time and approving of Birth of a Nation.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were not good.
Meanwhile, in the 1980s, which 1980s TV show featured one of the main characters owning a boat named St. Vitus's Dance?
Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm. But what was
Sonny
the character?
Crockett.
Yeah, Sonny Crockett. Crockett. Oh,
wow.
From Miami Vice. That's right. speedboat. Mm-hmm. It's listed as here. You know, what's the difference between a regular boat and a speedboat?
Didn't he have a pet alligator?
Really?
I thought he did.
That is not the
I vaguely
question.
Remember it.
I think that's against the law in Florida.
Oh, okay.
No. He did, though. He had one. Because I remember the first time Tubbs came on the boat and he
saw
freaked out.
Yeah.
It was like
Jim Tubbs?
No, not that.
Professor Tubbs was on the boat.
Give his pants on?
Rufus or Rover or something.
Something. That'll come up soon enough.
What product did Florida pharmacist Benjamin Green invent in 1944?
Vitamin C.
Brominated oils?
No.
Oh, darn.
No, something you might need in Florida that sunscreen? Maybe a pharmacist sunscreen. Would invent. Sunscreen. How about suntan lotion? Yeah, sunscreen is okay. Good enough for me. What state was the first to have an official state insect?
Georgia.
Who?
No. All right. It was 19. The year was 1929. Someone thought this was important. It's my favorite mini column on CNN.com. Apparently, this matters. I crack up just the name. Oh, and I need to see what the link is. And this fits squarely into that box.
What was the bug? It wasn't a meadow bug then.
Yeah, it's which state was the first to have an official state insect? So I can tell you it was 1929, and it was the dog-faced butterfly.
The what?
What's what region? Can you give us a region?
It's in the West.
Oregon? Arizona?
No.
Washington.
Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho.
Keep going, Kendra.
Utah. Nevada. Texas.
California.
Oklahoma.
It was California.
Oh, wow. I wasn't there yet.
Dog face.
She was working her way west.
Yeah, she's working her way west.
This is insane. Dog face butterfly. I mean, how do they know what its face
comes
looks
up with
like?
This stuff? Seriously.
Well, we do have a state insect in the state of Michigan. I learned
the mayfly?
From my children. No. Oh. It's not the mayfly or the mosquito. Which university had the first dental school? 1840.
University of Pennsylvania.
You're in the right region, but it was not. It, probably give it away, but if you're in the right region and they just recently joined the Big Ten, that narrows it down.
Rhode Island.
Rutgers?
It was Maryland.
Maryland.
That was
the other one. It was the other one, right?
Yes. A sports program under so much water that if they join the Big Ten...
Say, what are your thoughts about this?
It's very moving.
Alleged Catholic school conference.
I'm telling you something right now, without revealing too much. As a member of the faculty assembly, I have to meet with the board of trustees once every couple months. We got a new trustee to the committee I report to from Marquette yesterday, and I go to this meeting, and I introduce myself as on the faculty assembly, and he's like, "Oh, you know, the bigwigs are here." And I was like, "Actually, I thought that maybe I'd grovel a little bit and see if we could join your Catholic Seven." It's like, you need the number 11 media market in the country, plus heavy recruiting. Let's get down to business. And he suddenly got all serious. Like, we haven't really figured that out yet. We haven't really figured anything out yet, if you want to think of it from that perspective. Professor Chow.
See yous.
Professor, or Dean Finkenbein, pardon me.
You too.
We'll see you.
Professor Evans.
Bye-bye.
Professor Roach.
It's been great.
Professor Hokett.
Have a good day.
Professor Oljar.
Brains.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building and the Department of Communication Studies at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols Campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Adam Winbegler, technically directed by Michael Jason. Our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. I'm the guy that reads stuff into the microphone, Matt Mile. Thank you.